Hello?
Hello, Bill?
Yeah?
Oh, hi. Hi, it's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right.
Good, good. So I did get your messages, and, of course, I wanted to follow up with you. We did speak earlier. Did you have any questions, though, about some of the things that we talked about?
No.
Okay. So is that something you wanted to move forward with on a month-to-month basis, that $249, the website's included, setup fee waived entirely?
That's fine.
Okay. So when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on, is this going to be the business number, the number that you want on your website?
Yes.
Okay, so 769-274-2746. And, of course, it's a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but, of course, most of the time, Mr. Watkins, you'll simply get calls directly to you. Everything will have the click-to-call feature, and, of course, your potential customers will simply dial your number directly most of the time. Now, of course, the website that we'll build will also have a contact form, so people can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, the email, of course, is the one that we have on file. Oh, I did want to ask you, too, because there's an address that I saw connected here, but your business is it's service-based, right? Meaning you go out to the customer and no one comes to you. There's not really like a physical address, showroom, or brick-and-mortar location that customers would go to?
No.
Okay. That's totally expected, really. You know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, you know, run from the truck. Even if you had an outside office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, if customers don't come to you, Google won't want to list a physical street address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. But I did see 233 Dampier Street. Is that your residence?
No.
No? That's an address on Angie Leads, that
right.
That link that Tara attached earlier. So Google does want to make sure that you are an active business in the local area. They do still usually default towards sending a postcard through the U.S. Postal Service. Now, we are, of course, Google partners, so a lot of times we can circumvent that and do a video verification or even just a phone verification. But just in case we do need to send that PIN card out, where do you actually receive your mail?
It's P.O. Box 692.
Mm-hmm.
Sebastopol, Mississippi, 39359.
You said P.O. Box 692, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you said, was that 39059, the zip code?
39359.
Okay. Now, Google won't verify a post office box or a personal mailbox. Those could be rented by someone outside of town. And, of course, they want to make sure that all businesses in the local map are, in fact, local businesses. And, of course, they wouldn't list a physical street address, especially if it was your home address. But other than that P.O. box, is there another address where you receive your mail?
No.
No. Okay. And that was... the zip code again, you said was 39, my system for some reason didn't.
39359.
359, okay. All right, perfect. And then, if you don't have any other questions at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It takes about 25 or 30 minutes, but we are going to want to kind of talk to you more in depth about things like your services, your service area, any mission statement if you've got one, or slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing, Bill, that would be required of me is to read what's called a voice verification, because we are Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are, in this case, including the website at no additional cost, and even waiving that initial setup fee. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read that before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Bill, give me just one second here then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Watkins, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Watkins Pressure Washing and Painting.
Okay. And I have the and spelled out, right? A-N-D, not the ampersand.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
William B. Watkins, Painter.
Okay. And then as the painter, Mr. Watkins, for Watkins Pressure Washing and Painting, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Bill, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Watkins, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, of course, is, well, first of all, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Watkins, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Bill, that's fair enough, right? Okay, perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for the business, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with the website included, with the setup fee actually waived, This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 4th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Mr. Watkins, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and of course the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. In this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is indeed included, meaning that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month moving forward at that same exact reduced rate, that $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, Mr. Watkins, that means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, the service can be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, Mr. Watkins, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Bill, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Watkins, that initial payment of $249, did you want to put that on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
A Visa.
Express for you, Visa. And is it Bill on the card, William, any middle initial?
It's William B. Watkins.
Okay, William, the middle initial of D like David, right? Not B
no,
like boy.
No, B is boy.
Oh, see, I heard it as D and I thought, okay, I always do want to clarify B's, D's, P's, and T's, and S, and
okay.
M's and N's are the worst, but I've got B like boy. William B. Watkins, you said it was a Visa card, sir. That should actually start with a 4, all Visa cards do.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Watkins, I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4064070002130217.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
6 month, 2026.
Okay. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
531.
I've got 531. You said that was 06 of 2026, the expiration. Mr. Watkins,
mm-hmm.
the card was at 4064070002130217.
That's correct.
And it's the billing address of that card, the P.O. Box 692.
Yes.
39359. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got
okay.
a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
But it's in the email, right?
It is in the email, sure. Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's good enough.
All right, perfect. You'll get that email in about a minute or so. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Of course, you can
okay.
email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on there as well. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for
mm-hmm.
you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I can still get you in at 3 o'clock if that does work for you. If not, oh, it looks like 4 were booked out. So I could do 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock today. Do either of those times work for you?
3 o'clock would be good for today.
3 o'clock. Okay. So the call is going to be scheduled from 3 until 4. And, of course, it will get you pretty close to the beginning part of that hour. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your interview technician and answer any questions that you have. I may already be on a call, in which case they will call you on their own. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. And just in case I'm not on that call, I did want to add a little bit of added protection here for you, just a question and an answer. If anyone calls you and tells you that they are with Google or even with Local Splash, especially like 5 or 7 business days from now, once the website is active, if they can't tell you my name, which is Paul Gordon, and even the answer as well as the question, just politely let them go. If they're asking you for money, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is already attached to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly does state that it bills once a month on the 4th for exactly $249. And, of course, if someone calls us and tells us they're with Watkins Pressure Washing and Painting, we would expect it to be you. Even if it was you, though, we may sometimes ask you for the answer to the security question. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Bill, which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
The city you were born in, okay. And then what is the answer?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson. Okay, I got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I think so.
Okay. So our emails do get sent in bulk every couple of minutes. So sometimes you get just the one that I'm wanting you to receive. Sometimes it's the welcome email that you're going to receive also. Let me refresh my system and see what we've sent out to you. Okay, so the one that you do have is the one that we want you to see. In a minute or so, you'll also get the welcome email. But the one that you've got says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Bill, if you click on that, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Are you able to see that?
I didn't get that text.
Okay, let's see. So it shows that it's been sent on my end just a second ago, though.
What email did you use?
Let's see. So it should go to your email inbox, too. I know you got a couple of texts earlier from me. Watkins and then P-R-E-S-R washing at yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Okay.
So I don't know why it hasn't came through.
Maybe.
Hold on. I think I got something else.
Yeah, the other one's piggyback, too, just now. You should have gotten the welcome email as well as an additional email. Do you see the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice?
What's that?
There should be one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
I didn't get that one.
Did you get a welcome email or one that says action needed?
Yes.
Let's Interesting. I wonder why. I mean, let me send it to you manually then, because it does show that it's sent on my end, and I'm going to alert my tech team too that you didn't get it through the automated system. Give me just a second here. Okay, so I'm triggering it manually. You may end up getting two of them.
Okay.
I did just send it again.
Okay.
The one that I just sent is in processing now. So like I said, it takes a second or so for our emails to be sent out. So let's see. So we've got, we did say that we could still do that 3 o'clock. So it's a little too tight for your, for the automated email that gets sent out an hour before, since we're only about, 20 minutes or so away from that phone call. So I'm going to send you instead a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although some people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say local splash CIENG, that just stands for client interview, to be conducted in English. I'll send that to your email inbox too. You should get that one. But we do have the call scheduled at 3 o'clock. And like I said, if I am in between phone calls, I'll be on that call as well in the very beginning.
Okay.
Now, did you see the new email, the one that says local splash initial invoice? Okay. So if you click on that one, it says, hello, William B., then thank you for choosing local splash. Then it says, your invoice is located below, etc. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that blue click here? If you click on the blue click here,
it'll take like the term of experience.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, obviously, your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything, but real quick, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but we will mirror the content on Bing, the other major search engine. It's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing. Most of those people, Bill, are searching on their smartphone. So we want you to be able to get those phone calls and have those opportunities. Like I said, we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. We are doing that custom website for you. And, of course, the Facebook ads are included, too. Now, you'll see a long line that goes across. Below it, it populates your phone number. And just below that, there's two boxes. We would want you to click on both of those boxes. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. The other one, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So, of course, you want you to click on that box. Bill, you'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. If you click inside that box, that's where you would either type in William B. Watkins or copy and paste it. If you're typing it in, it is case sensitive. So all of your initials, the W, the B, and the other W, are all capitalized. There is not a period after the B. Our system won't accept punctuation in that particular field. So just William B, no period, Watkins. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you got your name as it appears there, click the confirm signature box. That will do a few things, actually. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month. We waived your setup fee. We included the website and everything else. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Bill, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it does take you to a login page and asks you for a username and a password. Mr. Watkins, just let me know when you see that next page.
I see that.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system, and our automated system, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be the content for us to track, but maybe in a day or so, once your tracking system is active, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password. You can change the password once you access your account. Some people never change it, and that's totally fine. It does look like the system, though, did just generate your username. It cannot be changed, but luckily it's easy to remember. It's your phone number. The area code is included, but just the phone number itself, just the numbers, not dashes or spaces or anything like that. So, of course, your username is simply 769-274-2746. You're all set and squared away on my end. Now, you do prefer Bill, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll put that in the notes here. Of course, everything officially went out to William B. Watkins, but we'll have it in here to address you as Bill. Hopefully, I am available in between phone calls. Might be, you know, 15 minutes or so, but it's usually pretty close to the top of the hour, and then it'll take about 25, 30 minutes after that. But I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, pretty excited to get that website going, get your phone ringing, and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Okay.
All right, Bill. Pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Watkins. Whether I'm on that call or not, we'll be calling you back at the top of the hour.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You take care.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.